Bits of Gold data breach reportedly exposes 200,000 Israeli customers. Bits of Gold, described as Israel's largest regulated crypto broker, is facing a potential data leak affecting as many as 200,000 customers. According to a report circulated by industry account Woo Blockchain on August 16, 2026, the disclosure is early and the full scope is not yet confirmed, but the customer number alone makes this one of the larger reported exposures at a licensed crypto business in the region. The story matters less for what has been confirmed and more for what a KYC breach at a regulated broker actually threatens. A licensed exchange is required to collect government IDs, proof of address, source of funds documents, and transaction histories. That paperwork is the exact material an attacker needs to run targeted fraud. Unlike a stolen password, none of it can be reset. The gap between custody safety and data safety regulation in Israel covers how a broker holds customer funds, how it screens for money laundering, and how it reports to authorities. It does not guarantee that the same firm has hardened its customer database against intrusion. Those are separate engineering problems, and a company can pass a financial audit while running exposed infrastructure. For customers, that distinction is easy to miss. A regulated label reads as safe, and in the narrow sense of not having your balance rehypothecated into oblivion, it often is. But the data trail a broker keeps on you, full name, ID scan, home address, phone number, and a record of how much crypto you have bought sits in a different system with its own attack surface. A leak there does not touch your coins directly. It hands criminals a ready-made profile of a verified crypto holder. A KYC file is worth more than a card number. A leaked credit card number gets canceled within hours and reissued. A leaked identity dossier has no expiry. Once an attacker knows your legal name, address, and that you hold crypto through a specific broker, the follow-on attacks right themselves. SIM swap attempts aimed at intercepting SMS two-factor codes on your exchange and bank logins. Spear phishing emails and calls that reference real account details to sound legitimate, often impersonating the broker's own support team. Physical extortion risk in extreme cases, since the data links a real-world address to a probable crypto balance. This pattern is not hypothetical. Impersonation scams built on leaked or scraped user data have become a standing threat across the industry, as when Hong Kong's regulator flagged 65 fake websites cloning a licensed exchange. A confirmed leak gives those operations a verified target list instead of cold outreach. Practical steps if you hold an account. Bits of Gold customers should treat the report as a prompt to lock down the accounts around the broker, not just the broker account itself. Move any account still on SMS two-factor to an authenticator app or hardware key, since SIM swap is the most direct route from a leaked phone number to a drained account. Assume that any email or call referencing your account is a potential phishing attempt, and verify through official channels you navigate to yourself. Never a link sent to you. For users who want to reduce how much identity data any single provider holds, self-custody spending is worth understanding. Cards that let you spend directly from your own wallet shift custody risk away from a centralized balance, though they do not eliminate the KYC footprint at the issuer level. Reducing the number of platforms holding your full document set is the more durable defense, since every additional KYC copy is another database that can leak. An early report, not a closed case. As of August 16, 2026, the scale, cause, and even confirmation of the Bits of Gold incident remain unverified beyond the initial report. The company has not published a detailed public statement matching the figures being circulated, and the 200,000 number should be read as a reported estimate rather than an audited count. Israel's privacy and financial regulators would typically require notification if a breach of this size is confirmed. The broader takeaway holds regardless of the final number. A crypto business earning regulatory approval says something about how it handles money and compliance. It says nothing about whether its customer records are safe. Treat those as two separate questions and secure the accounts that a leaked identity file could be used to attack.